Howdy to you, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mock Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Thursday. It is May 27th, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have the one, the only, the fresh from Montana, Dr. Mac. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Kelly. Sorry to our listeners that we missed that I missed last week. I bet you didn't, but
Sorry. Maybe they missed you, but you were very pleased.
Well, I wasn't here, but I was in the park with no Wi-Fi for like 3 days.
It was Yellowstone, no less.
I like it. I like being without Wi-Fi. I'm going to try to do that more in the
future. That's a good plan. Yeah, I like it. It's good for people to do without Wi-Fi occasionally, I think. Help us keep our conversation skills on point.
Yes, and I was there with my family, and it was like a reunion because all of the kids were, both kids were there, and grandma, and it was like, yeah, it was good to not have everybody with their phone in their hand and their face in their phone.
It's great.
Different.
Yeah.
Yes.
I look forward to your column on the number of things that you can do even in airplane mode. We'll talk about that one in the future.
Yes.
But, because it's still a camera, which I think people forget. But, we will save that for another day, because today you are here to talk to us about your current column, which is the second half of big phones versus little phones, I think.
It's the thrilling conclusion, although at the end I'm going to tell you why it's not really the conclusion, and you'll have to tune in later for the denouement. Yeah, so in the first column, which was last week, I said that I have an iPhone 10. Mm-hmm. And it's served me well, but its battery is getting a little clunky, and it was time. So I was going to get a new phone this year. So I wanted to compare the going big and going small, exactly what you said. I wanted to try the biggest and smallest phones and decide after that. And, and I'm used to a big phone, and I didn't think the small phone would do it for me. But I wanted to be sure, because I like the 10, which is pretty small compared to a Mac size phone.
Yes.
It's kind of in between. And the Mini was, the form factor appeals to me. Anyway, last week I talked about the differences, but I didn't talk about the cameras, because I felt like they almost require a whole column of their own. Because they are the deciding factor here. Now, the first thing was, I was surprised that the 12 Pro Max and the 12 Mini, which have different camera systems, were both really good compared to my 10. And I've got an example of it in the column this week. I'm not the best photographer, but I tried to shoot stuff on my shelf in pretty much total darkness with no flash. And then I display it at three different magnifications so you can see the detail. But the iPhone 10 just doesn't come close to either of the 12s. And the 12 Pro Max is amazing in low light. I can't say it any other way. I mean, in almost total darkness, it still works great.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Even the 11 Pro. I had the 11 Pro, and part of why I got it was because they continued to point out that sort of the non-entry level camera would continue to take better and better low light photos. And part of the reason I like that is because my idea of low light and my camera's idea of low light are sometimes not the same. And so
I hear you.
And so something that could sort of capture what my eyes can see. And with my 11 Pro, that was the first time I was really able to do that, was with night mode on the 11 Pro. If it was dark, I could still get a reasonable photo.
Halloween. Sometimes you'll get blur when cameras try to adapt to that darkness.
Yeah.
But it does such a good job.
It really did. And the 11 Pro, I used it for Halloween decorations outside my house, because we go big with Halloween at my house. And I use it to take pictures of Christmas lights. And it was fantastic in both situations where it's basically nighttime and I'm taking pictures of lights, and I didn't get stuff that was streaky, and I didn't get stuff that was weirdly exposed, and I didn't get all the lights, but like none of the other detail in the photo.
Right.
And
I know. It's amazing
all that
how,
stuff. It
how it
all
works.
It all compensated. It was super, super great. I really, really liked my 11 Pro, and now I have the 12 Pro. So Mr. Kelly has an 11 Pro, and he upgraded from a 10. And he I'm is sure. also very impressed with what he got. So
for me, from the 10 to the 12 Pro Max, amazing.
Yes.
Really amazing. I know every time I try a new iPhone every year, the cameras are better. Mm-hmm. That's a given. But this jump was huge as opposed to usually incremental.
Yeah.
I mean, between the 10 and the 12 Pros, it's day and night. Ha ha ha. Oh, that was funny.
You're full of zingers today, Bob. We need to send you on vacation more often.
I know. I need to vacation like every other week.
There we go.
So moving right along, because I know we have a time constraint, or at least that we're supposed to.
We have a guideline. More than a constraint. I'm
more
curious.
Like a loose guideline, right?
Yeah. Day to day, I'm curious between the 10 and the mini, what that transition was like. If you were going from between those two devices, because I know the big one's going to be a lot bigger. But did the mini feel a lot smaller?
Not a lot, but a little. And because I had it in a very thin case, it felt significantly smaller, because my 10 is in a not a thick case, but, you know, a kind of protective mm-hmm. case. But the iPhone mini, I didn't have a thick case for, so I just put it in the thin case that I had. And it's... Yeah, I think it's noticeably smaller in my hand, and in fact, it's kind of too small for my hand. Mm-hmm. I found typing on it and hitting icons, you know, with the tip of my finger a little harder, not a lot, but enough that I felt like with my fingers and my eyeballs being the age they are, going with the biggest screen possible was probably in my best interest. And it turned out, even though the Pro Max had the best camera by far, not by far, but definitely the best camera, but mm-hmm. it also has a bigger screen. It has a higher maximum storage capacity, so you can get it with 512 versus 256 for the mini. Mm-hmm. And to me, that matters because I shoot a lot of video. And I have clogged my camera more than once, even with 256 gigs. So mm-hmm. Bigger is better for me. And finally, longer battery life. I think the 12 Pro Max has the longest battery I've ever seen on an iPhone. I literally can go all day and night until I go to bed without having to think about topping off mm-hmm. most days. With my 10, by 4 o'clock, if I haven't topped it off during the day, by 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm starting to get close to, I'm getting close to the little alert that says, hey, you're almost out of battery juice.
Yeah.
Now, so, the 12 Pro Max, I don't think I ever saw that alert.
Yeah.
Maybe
I am curious mostly because, I know that the 12 mini is sort of, a bezel bigger than the 5S, which is what I consider to be the ideal phone size. I have upgraded from this, obviously, and I've just been increasingly grumpier about the incompatibility of my phone with my pockets, but also with my hand. Like, I can't upgrade my hand. My thumb's not going to get any longer. My fingers aren't going to get any longer. Like, I can only navigate.
You're full grown now.
Yeah, like it's all shrinkage from here. So I don't, like, my thumb can only reach as far as it can reach. And so my phone has continued to get bigger, and I've had to really think about where the icons go on my phone, depending on, you know, when I want to use it. Because, you know, if I'm limited to one hand, you know, I got to be careful about where those go. So that's part of why I was curious about what it was like as far as just sort of carrying around, like what the mini was like in practical terms. So
I believe that because I typically wear like cargo shorts all summer long, and they have these big giant
Then you have a non-issue.
I don't notice very much. If I was wearing jeans more, and in Austin, it's too hot to wear them most of the year.
Yeah.
But if I were wearing, you know, regular pants and dropping it in the front pocket, I think I'd have liked the mini better. Because it certainly would have fit in the front pocket better. But with a big flap pocket, you know, with a flap to cover it and secure it, it didn't make any difference in my pocket. And for my fingers, having the extra real estate mattered. It's like being precise with... I noticed it a lot with games. It's like if I played a game on the mini, I was really fumble fingered and missed what I was supposed to be tapping at most of the time, as opposed to only some of the time. but you know what? At the end of the day, I decided this is where the thrilling conclusion and denouement part comes in. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, I decided, well, you know, now that I've goofed around and borrowed these phones for 3 months. Mm-hmm. It's already almost iPhone 13 or whatever it's going to be called time.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll call it 13, by the way?
I think they're going to call it...
Or do you think they'll do like hotels and Rudolph. Skip the floor?
Yeah, I'm just waiting for, you know, we're going to call this one Jimmy. Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, the numbering has never made a ton of sense in the first place. Because we went from iPhone to iPhone 3G... to 3GS, 4.4S, 5.5S, 6.6S, 7, 8 and 10 at the same time, no 9, 11, 12. So
I think there's a justification to skip 13, because they skipped 9 for no apparent reason, right?
Do we get a 12S? I mean, yeah.
I think it might be. It might be 12S and then 14 the year after. I don't know.
Yeah.
I tend to think, I don't know. I think... big companies shy away from numbering something 13 because a lot of people are superstitious about it.
Yeah.
Hotels, you know, it's like...
Well, we did get operating systems because macOS had a 10.13 and iOS last year was iOS 13. So,
yeah, so they're not terribly against it. iPhone 13. Oh, yeah. We'll see. Anyway, whatever they call it, after they introduce these new models, I'll probably get one and it'll probably be the biggest... most camera-ish,
the Pro Max,
most expensive with the whatever they call it next year. You know, they have a habit of changing the names of these things, so it's Pro Max now.
Yeah.
But next year it could be
the 11
biggie,
was
biggie.
The 10S, the others were Max because the 10 came in a Max. The 10S came in a Max.
No, the 10 didn't come in a Max, did it?
I want to say
it was a 10
maybe
something max. It was 10.
Maybe it was 10 plus.
The 10 was the 10 came out with the 8s, and then the next year there were the 10 XR and the XR, the XS, and
the 10R, the 10S, and the 10S Max, which I only remember because John Martellaro got one, and I called his phone Tennis Match whole time. It was the Tennis Match. And
so whatever they end up calling the biggest, most camera worthy one, I'll probably select that depending upon features, availability, and prices. Mm-hmm. I have to say, though, if the price of the 12 Pro Max were to drop precipitously,
which it will
around that time, I would have to think about, I would have to consider that.
It might still be.
Because it's so good that even if the next one is better, if it's a $400 hit, I might just go with this and then upgrade again a year sooner.
Super happy about it. Yeah.
Yeah. I would definitely.
I think that's that doesn't always get discussed, particularly now. With the 12, one of the compelling reasons to upgrade to the 12, obviously, was 5G. Besides the cameras and all of the spiffs they put into the operating system that you get on the latest model. If you walked into a store today to buy a new smartphone and your choices are an 11 Pro or a 12 Pro, a lot of people will be really happy with an 11 Pro. And it can come down to very little things. Like if you like the curved sides of the 11 and don't dig the square sides on the 12, if you hated that when that was the 4S, 5.5S model, and you're glad that the straight sides were gone, then you can get an 11 Pro and be really happy. You're getting an amazing camera. You're getting loads of horsepower. You're getting lots of speed. You're getting, you know, reasonable amount of space. And all kinds of features and everything. And so I think there's something to be said for stopping and evaluating that decision before you make it. Because like, if you're going to just go buy the newest phone because it's been 5 years and it's time to get a new phone, that's fine. I'm not saying that. But if you're kind of price sensitive, waffling,
you still might be better off.
Yeah.
Even if you haven't upgraded in 5 years, you might still be better off buying last year's model, depending on what your pocketbook looks like.
Right.
You know, the difference between last year's and this year's is going to be several hundred, maybe more. Yeah. And to some people, that matters a lot. To me,
yeah.
It's kind of, you know, it matters depending on how big the difference is and how much better the new ones are. I would still consider last year's model next year.
Yeah. And it's not a complicated thing to do. I just went to the Apple Store website and you can get an iPhone 11, which is the colorful one. You can get whatever color you want, up to 256 gigabytes. And let's see, the entry price on that is a 64 gigabyte phone, and you can get a 64 gigabyte phone for $600.
Hey, you can get a refurbished one with 128 for $549, save $100. I'm in the refurbished store because that's where I shop.
Yeah, the refurbished store is a great place to look. I have made this recommendation to people, particularly in the last couple of years, as the massive change has, there hasn't been a massive change, right? Going to Touch ID, right? Instead of just having a home button, but having Touch ID in that. Moving from Touch ID to Face ID, which is even more convenient. I would... For people who hold on to their phones for a long time, I would say to take a long look at the 12 just because of the 5G. Because if you're going to hold on to it for a long time, it's just going to get even easier to make use of that higher end network as it rolls out more and more places. So there's also, you know, if you live in the wilderness, like a lot of my family does, and you know, 5G is still going to be just a conspiracy theory even when they get their next phone, then if they want something new, like an 11 is going to be a really great choice. And I think we've kind of reached the point with the software and with the hardware where there's so much to be said for last year's model still being a really, really great choice because it's not going to be fundamentally hobbled in some particular way, right? Oh,
and
well, you can buy last year.
Many years. You know, mostly it looks like you get 5 years.
Yeah, five or six, you know, if you want. Yeah.
Before it gets obsoleted out of upgrades.
Yeah.
So, and also, I have to say, I think this year there's even more reason to be looking at the 12 if you're going to upgrade, even when the 13s are out. And that is 5G. It's not a big deal here today.
Right.
But I wouldn't buy another phone that didn't have it, you know, at this date.
Yeah.
But so, the 12, keep that in mind when the 13 or whatever it is mm-hmm. comes out. You know, the 12 might still be the better choice depending on your budget and your needs and what the new features are. It may have the new killer feature.
Yeah, right.
It may
depending.
Have X-ray vision.
Depending what that feature is, like that's a thing to sort of think about. Like the big one with the 12 was 5G. If you live in a place where that's still imaginary or a conspiracy theory, then you don't have to worry about it so much. Particularly if you don't upgrade, you know, all the time. Like if you're a couple 3 years, like you might be okay. So I do feel like we've reached the point where we can kind of consider those things a little differently because it used to be. You know, well, do you want to shoot video with your phone? Then you have to upgrade. Do you want the voice assistant with your phone? You have to upgrade. Do you want to buy stuff, you know, pay for stuff by bonking your phone on the thing? You have to, you know, you have to upgrade. All that kind of stuff, like those are sort of fundamentally expanded features that you get on that piece of hardware. And we're not getting a truckload of that. Like 5G. 5G isn't something that you're going to it's not necessarily something you're going to use every day because you make a conscious decision to buy stuff with your phone, right? Like it's a little different kind of investment decision to make. So Bob, I am going to just book you now when we're done with the show. I'm going to book you for late September, early October, so that we can talk about the decision.
That's right. The real conclusion to this discussion, because really all I did was delay making the decision. I did not decide yet. And you know, knowing that there's going to be new stuff in 3 months or so.
Yeah. That does make a difference.
I just as soon wait it out and decide then, because I'll have more choices.
Yeah, it's a good decision. So until then, don't worry, everybody. I will talk to Bob again next week.
Until next Thursday.
Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, as we say where I'm from. So, Bob, as always, thank you so much for being with me today. I appreciate it.
Always my pleasure, Kelly. Thanks for having me.
I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. Let's be careful out there.